This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the final weekend before Election Day, President Donald Trump and his challenger, Democrat Joe Biden, headed out on the campaign trail. The president is focusing on Pennsylvania, while the former vice president is in Michigan. At one of his rallies, Trump told the crowd he is the ultimate Washington outsider, and that's why the establishment opposes him.
If I don't always play by the rules of Washington and the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fought harder for you than any president in the history of our country.
At an event in Michigan, the former vice president said that Trump has surrendered the fight against the coronavirus, something he would never do.
I will never raise the white flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus and we're going to get it under control. And the first step to doing that is beating Donald Trump.
The former vice president is concentrating on battleground states that Trump carried in 2016. Trump is scrambling to defend a wide swath of territory and is putting his hopes for re-election on two of the most populous swing states, Florida and Pennsylvania. A powerful storm hit the Philippines with catastrophic violent winds early Sunday. And about 1 million people have been evacuated in its projected path, including the capital, where the main international airport has been ordered closed. Typhoon Goni hit the coast of the eastern island province of Catanduanes at dawn with sustained winds of 225 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 280 kilometers per hour. The Philippine Weather Agency said it was blowing westward toward densely populated regions, including Manila, and rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago and left at least 22 people dead. For more, log on to voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app.